Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran to learn from them with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Brother Habib, Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
So, Brother Habib, we're going through the chapters of the Quran one by one. We're on chapter 78 of the Quran, Surah An-Naba, or the Tiding. And we said that it's talking about either the Day of Judgment or the Wilayah, the successorship of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Let's listen to verses 25 onwards from this chapter, and we'll be back after the break for the discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إلا حميما وغساقا.
Except scalding water and foul purulence.
جزاء وفاقا.
An appropriate recompense.
إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا.
Indeed, they were not expecting an account.
وكذبوا بآياتنا.
And denied our verses with emphatic denial. But all things we have enumerated in writing. So taste the penalty, and never will we increase you, except in torment.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 25 onwards from chapter 78 of the Quran. So this chapter is about people who either deny the Day of Judgment, depending on which interpretation you accept, or the successorship of Ali ibn Abi Talib as the first and the right and the true successor of our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it says that these people are in clear violation. They know that they are in violation, and yet they're happy. They are so content with the situation they are in that they completely forget about hell and God's severe punishment. In verse 30, it says, "So taste, for we shall not increase you in aught but punishment." So they will be in hell, and the only thing that they will see an increase in is punishment.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Now, of course, before moving on, I wanted to talk about something kind of important, and that is the factor of importance, as well as we talked about, you know, about the
the order and the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed for us human beings to reach perfection. If the true successor is not ruling, if the true caliph is not ruling, then that means that someone else is ruling. And that someone else has no divine knowledge from Allah. Was not set up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come up and stand and control society. Yet they're controlling society. And usually what happens when children play with stuff? They break it. And that's what happens when children rule.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a break now, but we'll be back to discuss this first. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are studying verses 25 to 30 of chapter 78 of the Quran. So verse 30, it's addressing the evildoers, the people who knowingly denied the truth. It says, taste it. It's as if this is something that you brought upon yourselves.
This is very important, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats the disbelievers. You know, there's manners in the Holy Quran, like جَادِلُهُمْ بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنٍ. And sometimes, like, people who don't know about religion, see, there's different various peoples and different various ways of dealing with people with different backgrounds and different mentalities. Some people, you have to make fun of them. You have to go underneath their skin to not only, you know, show them that really you're the ones losing, but so the other people don't also get affected. It's very important to keep this in mind, every aspect in your life. Not everyone is going to follow you. Not everyone is going to take your orders. Not everyone is going to be on the same mindset as you. Not anyone is going to have the same, satisfactions that you have. No, people are different. People have different mentalities. You cannot kill yourself, you know, you cannot reach, you cannot, you know, go into a craze so that people can follow you, so that people can have the same satisfaction and same ideas as you. Sometimes the answer to, you know, people who are in denial of you, some people who do not treat you the proper way, is to actually, you know, just let them be. Leave them alone. And if they make fun, return the making fun of. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing here with the people denying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi and making Ali alayhi salam as the successor, or in the first, you know, interpretation, the mainstream interpretation, that this is the day of judgment, it's going to happen, and people denying it, which are Quraysh. See, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees and knows that they're in denial. He knows that if you do whatever you can for them, for their sake, they're not going to believe. Why they're not going to believe? Because it's in them that this religion, this path, this light of guidance goes against my desires. And my desires come first. I want to be the big head. I want people to follow me. I want people to respect me. I want this power. I want this wealth. Therefore, I don't care. I'm not going to follow it unless they give me what I want. And Islam is not going to give them what they want. Islam is going to give justice for society in whole. And that sometimes goes on the burden of some people. Sometimes it's just for you to be low. It's just. It's justice. That's what Islam wants. Justice. It wants to give a chance, equality for humanity in reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We run for equality for feminists. We run for equality for and some people run for equality for animals. Think about equality for reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, all right, taste. You disbelieved, you oppressed, you were tyrants, taste.
Okay, thanks. Let's take a break now. And after the break, I'm going to ask a question about how we can be careful not to follow the fate of the people that we're describing right now. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 30 of chapter 78 of the Quran. So this verse says that the only thing that will increase for people who are in hell for the things that they knowingly violated is that their punishment will constantly increase.
This really just shows you the fact that people in hell are being punished. They are feeling pain. They are going through agony. And that's not like somehow some, you know, people answer that question that you asked on the previous episode. If you remember when we talked about why are they remaining in such a long time in hell? The answer that some scholar figures such as Ibn Arabi state is that this fire, this pain, turns into something satisfying. Why? Because their true nature is fire. And that is why they return to the true nature. They have to go through some pain and agony until they return to the true nature. So therefore, there is no such thing as, you know, pain. And that is why they return in eternity. It's very satisfying for them. Hell turns into something satisfying for them. Mm-hmm. But if you look at this verse, pay attention to this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not increase him except what? Agony. This agony and pain is going to be continuous. Who says it's going to change? Where did you get this concept from that it's going to change? Why is it going to change? Where is your evidence that it's going to change? It's the opposite. The verses such as this one state that the pain is going to be endless. The pain, not fire, not hell. Pay attention to the differences. The pain, the agony is going to be endless, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only increase it.
There's one final point. I wish we could have talked about this topic that you just said more, but because we're so short on time, we're at the end of the section where God is talking about punishment and hell. And the thing here is that one important central aspect here is that these people are denying truths, and they are at such a level of denial that they don't even realize it anymore, that there's a hell, there's a punishment. Let me use the word punishment, awaiting them. Now, the concern is here for us, because now we're concerned about ourselves. The past are the past. How can we be careful not to be people who deny the truth knowingly, but so much that we forget that we are the deniers of the truth and that there is a punishment awaiting us?
This is the concept of istidraj fi dhunub. Very beautiful chapter in Al-Kafi. We talked about this before, and again, this concept is very important. One of the ad'ayas, supplications, to always recite, and specifically during the days of Layal al-Qadr, Allahumma la taj'alni min al-mu'areen wa la taj'alni min al-mustadrajeen. Do not make me from those who possess, who, you know, are loaning belief, and do not make me from those who are being leveraged to hell. The meaning of this is that there are some people who commit one sin, they commit a second. This opens the door for the devil. And he comes and tells them that nothing wrong happened, nothing bad happened, do it again. Your eyes open, your skin's open, you feel the relaxation, and you continue to fall into these sins until these sins become what? Bigger and bigger and bigger, until all of a sudden you're a kafir, you're a disbeliever. And you become blind. You become blind. Your heart becomes black. Your intellect goes away. And this topic is very big. And I hope you ask me this question again in a different manner when we finish talking about the attributes and characteristics of heaven. I didn't answer your question, of course. Again, but in summary, I will give it to you like this. The first thing is to always keep in mind that you're always short. You're always short. So you always have to do istighfar. You always have to do istighfar. You always have to keep in mind that you have to do more. You have to develop more. And always keep in mind that one day you might fall into this. Just keeping in mind that you might fall into this will keep you alert. That you did this sin, Astaghfirullah. I don't want to return. Why? Because I might fall into this, 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 and that.
Okay, thank you very much.
So that's a very short summary. It's a very beautiful question.
Yeah, I guess we have to talk a lot about it, but we're short on time. But we'll cover that topic, inshallah, in the future. If you missed it, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and all our previous episodes from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio, Quran Quest. We said that the punishment is real, it is severe, and it is for those who stay in denial. Until next episode, from me and the whole team here on IRIB English Radio and Quran Quest, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You're